The largest fire department in western Massachusetts is putting more life-saving technology on the front lines. The Springfield Fire Department has purchased new handheld thermal imaging cameras for deployment on each of the department's 14 frontline apparatus. The cameras can help find victims in a smoke-filled room, spot fire hidden in a wall, or locate an exit door.
This is going to be a huge safety improvement for both the citizens and the firefighters alike, and we're anxious to get these in service.
Fire Commissioner B.J. Calvi said previously the department had the high-tech cameras only on its ladder trucks and rescue vehicle. Each new camera cost $3,550 for a total purchase of $28,440.
We've all done evaluations on this equipment. We've tested a couple different cameras. We found this to be the best one to serve our needs.
The devices are manufactured by FLIR Systems of Wilsonville, Oregon. A high-resolution image displayed on a 4-inch LCD screen enables firefighters to see more in smoky conditions, explained Springfield Deputy Fire Chief Vincent Neffinger.
The main feature of it is that it allows us to see someone, a victim who's down or trapped, where normally the smoke is so thick that you can't see anything. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face, but with this camera you could actually see the person down. It also allows us to see hidden fires that normally you can't see with your eyes. If the fire's in the wall, the ceiling, you'd be able to see it with this unit.
The thermal imaging cameras increasingly are becoming standard equipment for many fire departments.
This technology has been around about 20 years, but it's very affordable today, whereas years ago it was maybe $25,000 to buy the unit. Now they're $3,500.
Last month, the Los Angeles Fire Department announced it would deploy 1,000 handheld thermal imaging cameras, according to the Associated Press. Since becoming fire commissioner in Springfield last year, Calvi has touted the advantages of new technology. The fire department now has drones, robots, and portable devices that measure air quality.
Technology is really speeding the way and making us more efficient in our jobs. What used to require time to do, we can cut that time down significantly by using this equipment. Whether we're using drones for overhead looking at buildings, whether we're using area meters to check large areas of the city, and now whether we're using these to put them in the hands of more firefighters at the scene of a fire to look at what's going on.
Mayor Dominic Sarno commended Calvi for his rapid adaptation of new technology.
Our public safety people, and everybody's running out of a building, they're running into a building to save structure and lives.
Sarno hinted at the future announcement of a, quote, new gadget to improve safety for firefighters. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.